This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in St. Louis, Missouri at PHP Tech 2016, and my special guest now is David Leira. Say hi to everybody, David.
Hi there.
Now, you've got a little camera on.
Right? Oh, yes, I do. Yes, okay. I have my own camera.
Yeah, so we're going to get a video feedback loop here. He's taking pictures of us, taking pictures of him. That's one of those that takes like one every 2 or 4 seconds or something?
I have it set to 20 seconds, okay. And It's new to me. I've only had it for about a week. But one, it's interesting to see how people react, despite the fact that they are constantly being videotaped elsewhere. and two, just to be able to review things, like not have to pull up my camera all the time at an event like this, but still be able to reminisce or find interesting things to share.
Very cool. Any particular nefarious reason for wearing it, or just, hey, this would be fun to do?
I'm trying to get into life tracking a bit more, life logging. Okay. There's people who do it a lot better, but it's... I've actually been writing a lot of code in PHP and for WordPress to integrate with a lot of other services. So, for instance, Google Fit, since I have the thing here, the watch.
The watch.
Since I spend all day on Twitter, keep track of that. Mm-hmm. Keep track of what kind of code I'm working on, things like that, because we're making so much data about ourselves available all the time, and I would just like to put it all together in one place where I have a timeline to kind of see, what days and what times are my most productive, least productive. Just try to tie parts of my life together.
So running them through Facebook face recognition to get an email address, full contact, and then straight out to the spam machine or something? Or
one of these days. that is the goal.
We've got a business model here.
Right? I just spammed 250 people today.
Yeah. Very cool. You are a freelance developer.
Yes.
A lot of people want to jump into that, you know. How did you get into freelance? What services do you offer first, and then how did you get into it?
Right. So my team, we offer WordPress development. This generally means custom theme and plugin development. Okay. So it's for clients who already understand a certain need that they have and are looking for someone to fill the gaps. So, for instance, we might have a client who uses Salesforce for their sales pipeline, and then has a WordPress site, and they want to integrate the two together. Or they have a community that exists in one place. So I have a client right now who has a Facebook community, who are building her BuddyPress site so that she can have a bit more control over that community. Yeah. And it's a fairly fungible group. They're likely to translate over. Yeah. So our focus is on integrating existing.
Very cool. Well, yeah, and as much as I respect Facebook and I've got friends that work there, I'm very much on the I want to own my own little right. space on the internet. And if I'm building a community, I want them on my stuff, not on Facebook stuff. So if Facebook decides to change the rules, I don't have to worry about it. So I like moving it off of Facebook groups into a BuddyPress.
Yeah, but even same with the integration thing. It's a lot easier to get people to commit if they can use a login they already have. For instance, the Facebook that almost everybody has.
That's true.
As opposed to having to build a new one. So that's something that we're doing for. We're letting people log in with their existing Google, Twitter, or Facebook handles, and then tie it to a user in the back end. As frictionless as we can make it, the more likely people are to use it.
Okay, so the general stories I hear when I ask people how they got into freelance is they were fired from their job and needed something to do. As a child of 13, they were building GeoCity and MySpace pages, you know, this kind of stuff. How did you get into freelance development?
Well, as a child of 13, I was building GeoCities pages. That part actually is true. I started doing web development either at the very beginning of high school or very end of middle school. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I was had an interest in. And when I went to college, I have a degree in archaeology and linguistics. Those while there is a lot of technical things that go into that, especially a lot of data science, mm-hmm. It's a lot more than Indiana Jonesing it, which actually I would say it's a lot less, quite honestly, because, you know, I'm staring at numbers all day to figure out something as opposed to, you know, running through.
You're animals, not running through the jungle being chased by big boulders.
No, but then again, I guess there is it's a lot safer. That said, it's something that I knew was never going to be a career for me. That was purely an interest of mine. Hmm. And even while I was in college, I was building websites for people, both on the side and you know, just both on the side for free and for another agency. I did realize that I had a lot more to offer than I was just doing at my small role at an agency. So I started working on the side at home. So the part that doesn't fit for me is it had nothing to do with being fired from a job. I spent almost a year making a full go of it, doing my own projects with my own clients while working at another company before I finally, you know, pulled the trigger and just left that other job. You know, thankfully, I'd been lucky enough to build my own clientele and be able to make more money at home than I was at the day job. Mm-hmm. So it almost feels like I'm cutting my salary in half by leaving the job. But that was with the hope that, you know, I could continue to grow, having the whole day to devote to it, not just a few hours at night.
Yeah. Very cool. And now that you are freelancing, you have a team that works with you?
Yep. Yeah, we're a team of four.
Very cool.
It's very small, but, you know, bigger than one.
Do you regret leaving the agency life, or is this everything you had hoped for?
There are a few minor things that I regret. They handle a lot of things for you at an agency. Mm-hmm. The talk that I gave today was specifically about all the things that you don't think about needing besides writing code and building websites, you know, handling your taxes, handling payroll, handling invoicing, contracts, marketing, sales, pretty much everything that goes into actually running a business. That's the 90% of the business that isn't the building the product for the client. Mm-hmm. And I got into it because I liked that 10%, that building part. But I have been able to fake my way through the other 90% well enough. But that is something that I miss in an agency life, is that if you're not the kind of person who can do those other things, or if you're not the kind of person who's interested in doing those other things, and I'm not saying you have to be like really gung-ho about client relations, but at least enough that you will put up with those other tasks to do the things that you want to do, it's great to have somebody who can manage that for you.
Very cool. We're going to talk a little bit in a minute about communities, because you're involved in building a community. But before that, I want to talk to you a little bit about Nomad PHP. Nomad PHP is a virtual PHP user group. It is the user group for those who do not have a local user group. If you've got a local user group, please be involved in that, be active in that. But if you don't have one, or for some reason can't attend your local group, we'd love to have you at the next Nomad PHP. You get all the information out at nomadphp.com, and we would love to see you at the next meeting. Okay, so you're not too far from me. You're at the House of Mouse. You're in Orlando, and I'm in Jupiter, Florida, so I'm an hour and a half down the road. You're working in WordPress, in the WordPress community?
Yeah, I've been involved with the WordPress community in Orlando for about 5 years now.
Okay.
So we have meetups that run about twice a month, and then we have a WordCamp, which is a conference for WordPress users, developers, business owners. Mm-hmm. And I've been involved with that WordCamp for the past 5 years. Actually, this year I am no longer the lead organizer. We now have someone else who is stepping in to fill that role, and she has been part of the group for almost as long as I have, and is very accomplished, and I know is going to do great this year. But that takes a lot of headache away from me, admittedly, not having to manage everything on my own.
Let me stop right there, because that's something interesting that I believe is unique to the WordPress community, in that if you're organizing a WordCamp, you're only allowed to do it for 2 years in a row, and then you have to turn the reins over to somebody else. Is that correct?
Correct. That rule came about in late 2014, and then they kind of grandfathered in the year 2015 because they didn't want anyone to have to kind of switch up at the last minute. And one thing that people hear think when they hear that is that it's something that's been taken away from us. And I have to point out to them that the group All the rules of these group are self-enforced and self-created. Mm-hmm. I was part of the meeting. We held an in-person meeting at WordCamp San Francisco that later translated over to a Slack meeting. I was part of the meeting that put that rule into place. Mm. All of the people, almost all the people in that meeting were WordCamp organizers, and pretty much everybody said, yes, this is a rule that we need to have. So nothing was taken away from me. It's very much a... it's really hard to get people to step up sometimes without good motivators. I mean, sad to say, that's how it is in any volunteer community.
Yeah.
And it's a really great way to give people the power, give them the comfort in trying something new. So by that, I mean, sometimes events don't go off if I'm not there because someone thinks, oh, well, David will do that. Or one of our other organizers think, well, we don't need to worry about this. Somebody else is going to do that. And that's, I mean, that's fine. But at some point, too, that means that people are limiting themselves from decisions because they think either, one, they don't, somebody else will do it for them, mm-hmm. Or two, they don't feel empowered enough to do that themselves. They don't feel empowered to make decisions on behalf of the group.
Yeah.
And it's an open community. Anyone can be involved, you know, as long as you abide by all the community rules that, again, mm-hmm. we set as the community. So I thought it was a great way to get people to kind of ease into those roles without feeling like they're taking away from someone else.
Oh, absolutely. And I did not mean this in a negative way. It was I found it an interesting dynamic in the WordPress community that the WordCamp organization does step in. And to me, it's more of an acknowledgement that there are other people out there that yes. you want to step up, and you don't want to burn out your most active people by making them, you know, 2 or 3 years. Because honestly, I've run conferences before, and after 2 or 3 years, you know, it does get to be a drag. So 2 years, let Absolutely. Somebody else do it, and you save that person, and they're still an active part of their community. Let me ask you this. How has being active in a community like this affected your business as you sell WordPress to people, you sell WordPress services. How's this affected? Has this been a positive or a negative effect on your team, your career, your business?
Overwhelmingly positive. I had started doing this. I started working for myself and using WordPress before I even knew there was a community. It was same thing with the PHP community. It's almost embarrassing coming in later and realizing that this has been around even longer than you've been using these tools, and yet, you know, you're suddenly realizing that this whole community exists. And I'm sure that happens with a lot of communities.
Oh, yeah.
It has been very helpful. I've found, of course, I found more clients. I found people to work with. I found people to partner with. But I've also found people who just I have some other way to relate to. Some of my best friends are people that I've met through going to conferences. I've met through our local user group, just because we have something. So when I left college, you know, those college friends, some stick around, some don't. Same, you know, with high school friends, people who are basically in the same situation as you for some reason, and then now they're not in that situation anymore, and it's harder to connect sometimes. Mm-hmm. Now I have people who are in the same situation with me, that we're running our own businesses, that we are using the same tools, that we are scratching our heads over the same weird bugs that we're finding. We have something else to connect with, and that's probably been more valuable than any specific business thing, has been just the connections that I've made in terms of people who can keep me sane, people who can check my work and who I can do the same for, mm-hmm. And people who I have something bigger than just, you know, whatever's going on at home to connect with.
Yeah. Very interesting. Thank you for that. Hey, before I let you go, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
Our local user group is the WordPress Orlando Meetup and WordCamp Orlando. You can find us at wporlando.org.
I had a scheduling conflict last year with WordCamp Orlando because Kathy and I were planning on driving up because we went down to Miami. I love going to WordCamps. We learned so much. I think Saeed Balki in Miami did a 20-minute talk, and I spent the entire time just writing just as fast as I could because, I mean, when the man speaks, you're drinking from the fire hose. So I love going to WordCamps, and I hope to be able to make it to the next year's Orlando one.
Yeah, we're scheduling for the second weekend of October, the 7th through 9th. That is immediately following LoopConf, which is in Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
The 2 days prior. So we are hoping that there will be people who want to make a long, long weekend out of it. Unfortunately, I don't think Syed's going to be able to join. I haven't asked him yet.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding, as of about a week ago, is they are expecting. Oh. And right around the time of camp, so it probably isn't going to happen this year. But, I mean, there's no better reason to skip.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. And, yes, thank you for mentioning LoopConf, because I am planning on attending that. That looks very good. I wish I'd been able to make it out to Vegas last year, but now that it's in my backyard,
right?
You know, I'm like, yeah, we're going to go.
We are... I mean, I don't know if it matters to say here. We are trying to do the same for another non-foundation conference to come to Orlando.
Oh, cool.
Next year. We are still working on that.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant. And you took the time to create a talk, or more than one talk, and present here at Tech. So thank you for taking the time to share with us what you know so that all of us can be better developers.
Absolutely. Thank you for everything that you do.
And thank you for watching Voices of the Elephant. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.